closed captioned for the reality impaired. It's the Jerry Bader Show.
.906. Here would be the definition of a liberal dilemma. What would liberals do if the following scenario came to light, actually happened? What would liberals do if Michael Sam was signed by the Washington Redskins? What would they do? Would their heads explode? How would they navigate that? Or, and I do not point this out in jest, if the Washington Redskins picked up Michael Sam, would liberals want him to sign or not sign? Wouldn't that be interesting? What if Michael Sam signed with the Washington Redskins? No, you're a liberal cause celebra. You can't be with that racist team. By the way, no one has picked him up yet, have they, that we know of? I mean, I'm assuming he's still out there. Michael Sam, of course, cut by the St. Louis Rams. And, in fact, an undrafted free agent got his slot. The Rams are insisting that Michael Sam was not a distraction and can play in the NFL. It was just a bad fit. They're deep at defensive line. And it's a very, very tough unit to crack into. And yet, though, an undrafted free agent did make the team on the line, defensive front, where Michael Sam didn't. I had a number of people ask me in the past couple of days, okay, this must still be a gay thing to some degree. How many SEC Defensive Players of the Year don't make it in the NFL? Well, he hasn't not made it in the NFL yet. Could end up on a practice squad somewhere. As for whether or not all of the hoopla around his sexual orientation has anything to do with this, I will say this. It did seem that he managed not to make a spectacle of himself during training camp. I thought in that regard he kept himself off the radar screen and just tried to make the team. There was the one story ESPN, for now which ESPN has been called homophobic, where they said that Michael Sam was waiting to shower because some players were uncomfortable with him being in the shower when they were. If that's true, ESPN isn't homophobic in reporting it. The question is it true? Because they apologized for reporting it but never said it was false. It was very weird. It really was. So I think that would be very, very interesting. What if the Redskins, who are now reviled by many in the media, there are people in the media who hate the name Redskins who love Michael Sam. So what, given as though a lot of people in the media and many on the left feel Michael Sam should be worried more about political causes than an NFL playing career, what would they have him do? If the Redskins decided that he was a decent fit, at least practice squad material for now, on their defensive front. What should Michael Sam do? Well, you know what he should do. He should sign with the Redskins. Were they to offer? That's what he should do. Wouldn't that just be, it would be great. It would be just great. All right. I want to get into a topic, and where I start here is not the topic that we're getting into. It's going to launch us into the topic. As you know, Thursday I flew to Dallas to do the show from Americans for Prosperity, Defending the American Dream Summit. Had a great time, by the way. And flew back on Saturday. Now, something happened when I flew out on Thursday. I went through the body scanner at Austin Straubel International Airport in Green Bay, and it showed two yellow boxes on my body that would suggest, sort of thing. Now, there was one on my right knee, which we haven't, I have no idea what that was. And I was wearing shorts. So, I mean, my knee was exposed, and I said to the guy, well, you can see my knee there. I'm not hiding anything in my pants. I don't have pants from the knees down. So there you are. The square, the other square was in my midsection. And I believe I know what that was. A few years back, I had surgery to repair a hernia, an above-the-belt hernia. What do they call that? A navel hernia, I believe. Now, this has never shown up on a TSA scanner before. I can only speculate here that because I've lost the weight, quite frankly, I've got a lot less fat in that area, that now the mesh that they used to repair that hernia shows up on the body scan. That's all I got. It was a big old square, and he patted me down. Yeah, you're all good. They never said anything about my duffel-style bag that I had with me. They didn't say anything about that. So off I went. Returning home, same thing happened. The midsection and that right knee. And I just cannot figure out what the knee's about. But the guy in Dallas, and by the way, TSA was outstanding in both places. Guy in Dallas right away asked about surgery. Did you have surgery in that area? I said, well, yeah, I had a hernia repaired a few years back. He goes, well, it's got to be what it is. I said, I can't tell you about the knee. I said, that occurred in Green Bay as well. I have no idea. So then they look at the scan of my duffel. I saw this on the screen. I will tell you, if it were me working TSA, I would have hauled me off in chains. Here was what was in my duffel. And I wish I could have taken a picture of this. I couldn't, obviously, because my cell camera, which takes kind of fuzzy pictures anyway. My cell phone was in the duffel. So were my hearing aids. Most people know what this is now, right? I am still drinking a lot of protein shakes, even though I'm no longer on a weight loss program. And I've got the shaker bottle with umbilical hernia. Thank you. Umbilical hernia. I knew I was close with navel. I knew I was close. The shaker bottle with the little wire ball in it. Okay, so that's in there. My hearing aids are in there. A set of headphones are in there. A long cable for broadcasting is in there, and two other electronic devices. When I looked up on the screen and saw what that looked like, I thought I was going to be getting a really bad afternoon because it looked awful. You had wires going around the shaker, but where it looked like wires leading to this wire coil inside this encased thing, and the electronics in my hearing aids, I have my hearing aids in my hearing aid case, it just looked terrible. I'm like, oy. So she was great. She goes, sir, I'm going to have to look in your duffel. And I went, I understand completely. Yeah, because I could see what was on the screen. Now, she did swab something, but I couldn't tell what. They did do the thing to check for any explosives residue, but I have no idea, or if she did multiple items, but she was very sheepish and apologetic. Sir, would you like me to repack your bag? And I'm like, no, I got it. I totally understood. Here's a question I cannot answer. I don't know the answer. Okay, I'm a middle-aged white man with a Midwestern twangy accent, upper Midwestern accent. What if I had been a 25-year-old man of obvious Middle Eastern descent? I'm not going to answer these questions. I'm just asking them. Would they have treated me that way, and should they treat me that way? I think those are two very difficult questions to answer. Because with all those electronics, they could be a cover. Okay? I still have my press credentials in there from the AFP event. I mean, you didn't have to be Sherlock Holmes to figure out what was going on. But all of that could still be a cover. And this is where profiling gets very, very dicey. They sent me on my way very quickly. I'm going to be honest, more quickly than I would have imagined, based on the way all of that stuff in my duffel appeared on that screen. Which takes me to another very disturbing profiling case that was in a major newspaper. And what's interesting about this, the guy that was profiled isn't sure if he should have been profiled. Even he doesn't know if he has a right to be outraged. We'll get to that in 5 minutes. But I want you to remember what happened to me. I want you to store that story in your memory banks as I share the other one with you in 5 minutes. It's 9:17. But I ride home laughing. Look
at me now. The walls of my... The Jerry Bader Show.